The final chapters of life come with a fair number of potential complications. It's a big comfort if we're able to go through those chapters in a familiar place, in our homes. Aging in place is the clear choice for many people as an alternative to having to move into a nursing home or other long-term care facility. But the home you enjoyed in your 40s is different from the home that shelters you in your 80s. Some modifications are helpful to allow aging in place. Rogue Valley Council of Governments, RVCOG, offers certification for homes built or retrofitted for aging in place. Connie Saldana is RVCOG's Lifelong Housing Program Coordinator and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Connie, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Jeffrey. Thank you very much. Happy to have the opportunity to talk about lifelong housing.
Okay. How great is the desire for lifelong housing, for homes that people can stay in later in life?
Well, I think people develop a desire as they age. But we know through surveys from AARP that at least 85% of the people prefer to remain in their own homes as they age and their own communities rather than going to some sort of facility. So there's people want to stay in their own homes where they're comfortable.
Absolutely. So how significant, though, are the kinds of things that make a home appropriate for aging in place?
Well, obviously, you want the home to be safe, and you want the home to be easy to get around in case you need to be in a wheelchair or a walker. So that means things like wider doorways, wider hallways. If you move into this house in your earlier years and there's not a necessity because of disability, you would want that house to be adaptable so that if in later years you will be in a wheelchair, you might want to have your the cupboard under your bathroom sink able to be removed so you can get under there with a wheelchair. Or walls reinforced so at a later date, you could install grab bars. And incidentally, grab bars do not necessarily mean look of an institution. They make them very beautiful these days, looking like towel racks and other things. So,
oh, that's an interesting detail. So they're trying to make them look a little more, a little less institutional.
Yeah, less institutional, right. It's hard to erase from the mind that accessible means institutional, but I think safe and comfortable is a better definition of what we're after. And that is actually welcome at any age because you might appreciate a wider doorway if you want to move furniture, and you might appreciate a levered handle if you're ever, you know, carrying your groceries and want to get in the door and use your elbow to open the door. So there are features that are more convenient for everyone.
Yeah, the things that you kind of take for granted when you're younger about, you know, I dinged my head against that because I didn't stand far enough away from it. These are the kind of things that become bigger issues as you get older.
Yes, they do.
So how were the criteria, Connie, for certification developed?
And we have a checklist of about 100 features that have been taken from U.S. and international standards. So our checklist of standards actually has measurements and things in it. It was developed, and it actually took us a few years to not only develop the list, but to decide how you could measure things so that you could actually come out with a certification at the end. And our committee was made up of building professionals, inspector and appraiser, senior and disability advocates. It was a committee of really dedicated people that worked for quite some time just trying to distill. There are, you know, probably hundreds of things that you could do to a house, but we picked out the ones that would be basic and meet most needs for someone to age in place as they age in place.
Aging in place is the topic here on the Jefferson Exchange. Connie Saldana is our guest once again, the Lifelong Housing Program Coordinator at RVCOG, Rogue Valley Council of Governments, which provides a lifelong housing certification for different levels. We'll get into those in a moment, but you heard some of the basics here. You can join us on the exchange with your questions, your comments, your thoughts about having your own home perhaps retrofitted to be an aging-in-place appropriate home. 800-838-3760 if you'd like to join us by phone, 800-838-3760. Or if that question is still forming, send an email to us at jx@jeffnet.org. So there are three levels of certification, I see, three being the most friendly. That's enhanced accessibility. Level two is fully accessible. Level one is visitable. Can you lay out some of the basic differences between those levels?
Sure. So visitable means that a guest could come to your house. That would be a zero-step entryway. That would be no steps leading up to it, obviously. A wider doorway. The entertainment area of the home is accessible to a wheelchair, plenty of space there. And you can get down the hallway to a bathroom, and the bathroom could be used by a guest. So those are the basics of the like front part of your house. Level two is meant for your whole house, for the resident to be able to use that house as they want. And so that would include measurements and things, specifications for the bedroom, the bath, the kitchen, the master bath. And not only do we think about wheelchair accessibility, but there are vision, you know, the amount of light that's available. And for instance, people with arthritis might not be able to use handles in the way the rest of us could. So the kitchen with handles that are could be pulled out with one finger, or a window. This is good for safety. A window that can be opened with a closed fist. So these are all the types of features that may be found in level two. And level three is for a house that has been adapted for a particular disability. And it might be a track in the ceiling that goes from the bed to the bathroom so that a person who is bedbound could be lifted to the bathroom and use the bathtub in the bathroom. Or in this modern day and age, there's a lot of technology that's available. And perhaps you have, for a person with memory impairment, monitoring on the house. There are actually services that do that. And then they can tell if a person tries to open the door to go outside when they're not supposed to, things like that. So that would be the example of a house that had been adapted for a specific disability.
All right, so I can see that it is not just a matter of, you know, getting older and a little wobbly on your feet. I mean, these are in some cases people who are going to need regular support from devices like wheelchairs, et cetera.
Exactly, and that's the whole point. That a caregiver, you could have a caregiver come into your home instead of you living in a nursing home, and you could be saving a heck of a lot of money that you're not paying to the nursing home in case you had that nest egg you wanted to give to your children. So there are different reasons why people would want to have their home lifelong housing certified. And sometimes, you know, our checklist, we go to the home show regularly and we give out hundreds of copies of the checklist, but it's not for builders who are looking at building from the ground up. It's for people who are having their mother-in-law come live with them. And they want to know what they need to do to their home to make sure she is safe and comfortable in their home. So it's good for a person. The certification is really most important at the time you're selling your home. It's a way people can find out if someone who wants an accessible home could find it. And locally, our certifications are listed on our multiple listing service here in the Rogue Valley. And that way buyers can find homes.
So to the checklist you talked about, I went through that list. It's about 4 pages of stuff across the 3 levels, so it is quite a comprehensive list. And I've noticed that there's a fine level of detail in there. Thresholds shouldn't be more than a half an inch, and anything over a quarter right. needs to have bevels on both sides. I mean, this took right. a while to work out, I can tell.
Yes, it did. And we were so lucky to have professionals on our committee that were very familiar with the standards, both international and state. Our U.S. standards, and they do come with those measurements. The measurements are very important.
So, Connie, is the emphasis then on retrofitting existing homes, or is it more about building new homes that have these features already as part of baked in?
Well, it would be both. We are definitely doing what we can to encourage builders to build from ground up. And in the Rogue Valley, we have one builder in particular, W.L. Moore in Central Point in Twin Creeks, who doesn't build anything but homes that are certified lifelong housing homes. Mm-hmm. And then in Ashland, KDA Homes has started doing that too. So we want all builders to just do this naturally. The homes don't have to be certified to be good for people who want to age in place, but we do want builders to, why build anything else is basically the message I would get out. But then obviously there isn't a lot of accessible housing stock out there, so there's to meet the need, we're going to have to do a lot of retrofitting. And if it means moving a wall, that can be a very expensive proposition. But there are a lot of things that a person could do to their home to make it safer and accessible just by picking up throw rugs so you don't slip on them or fastening them down, getting a riser on your toilet instead of having a whole new toilet put in so it's easier to sit on if you're getting out of a wheelchair. Different things like that. There are different smaller things that you can do to change the way you live in your home. And an occupational therapist might be a person that could help you with that, or there are also different assessments around. For instance, Rebuilding Together Rogue Valley has an assessment that they do for people, and then are able to do a certain number of those modifications for them.
Aging in place, the topic here on the Jefferson Exchange. Connie Saldana, the guest, the Lifelong Housing Program Coordinator, RVCOG, the Rogue Valley Council of Governments, which provides a certification for lifelong housing. You can join the conversation on the exchange with your questions and comments at 800-838-3760 and email to jx@jeffnet.org. Cynthia and Talent dropped off a question, wants to know if you're familiar with the Blue Zones community at the trailer park. She says it seems to follow along with what you're talking about.
I've heard of Blue Zones, and I think the city of Ashland tried to implement that too, and I'm grateful for it, although I'm not that familiar with it, if it's encouraging what I'm talking about. Any way that accessible housing becomes more available is very, very welcome in my mind.
So what do builders do have to do to get the certification? What's the process?
Well, once they build the home, they contact us. We have an inspector. In fact, he's a retired building inspector who goes out and reviews the home, sends me the checklist. In my office, we create the certificate and mail it out. And just recently, we've designed a medallion to go on the outside of the home so that guests who come to the home can see that this is a home that's certified.
Okay. So is there a periodic reinspection, or does the certification stick with the home for X number of years? How does that work?
Well, the certification should be good for the home for the rest of its existence, right? But, of course, people might remodel and take out right. some of the features. We haven't really come up across that question yet, so I guess we would just have to depend on the honesty of the person as they're selling the home that it still does meet the certification, but we could certify it again. There wouldn't be any problem doing that. It's just we haven't come to that situation yet.
So we've talked mostly about the inspectors and the builders, not so much about the realtors. Is this sort of a forward thing for realtors now to put this on the home listings? Not that in an overheated housing market like the Rogue Valley, they would need to offer much more in the way of incentives. But I mean, is this put out there as a good thing, to a saleable feature for a home?
Well, we would hope so. We've worked with the realtors in Rogue Valley. Of course, there are realtors all over the country. But one wonderful thing is that there's an organization called Real Estate Standards Organization, and it is working to standardize terminology used by multiple listing services across this country. And one time I went to look at their website, and I was just trying to see what they had for accessible features, and they kind of had a little thing in their data dictionary that said ADA, TBA. In other words, there was nothing there. And so I offered them our checklist, and they took our definitions, which, as I mentioned, our definitions taken out of code, so they're accurate definitions. Mm-hmm. They just took our definitions and integrated it into their data dictionary. So theoretically, multiple listing services across the country now have accurate descriptions of what an accessible home would be.
And congratulations.
That was kind of a fluke, but one we're grateful for.
I can bet. Now, so Connie, for people who are handy with tools and thinking, well, you know, we can do this to our own place. I mean, can they make modifications to their own homes and receive certification?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's just whether the features are there. I mean, there'd probably have to be some way of proving that there was backing behind that grab bar so mm-hmm. that person of a certain weight could still hold themselves there, but definitely a remodeled home could be certified.
More backing than just attaching it to the studs? I mean, is it something a little more comprehensive in the wall than that?
Well, I think attaching to the studs would work, but it gives you more flexibility if there's backing behind the wall. But that would probably only be done with new construction. So,
okay. Now, before we go, Connie, any count you have on the number of certifications you've given out?
Well, we've certified about 120 homes. We've got two certified up in the metro area. They were both remodels, and a few remodels in our Jackson County, and all the rest are new construction, mostly with those two builders that I talked about.
Okay, which is, W.L. Moore and KDA Homes.
Right, exactly. Mentioned.
Okay, well, thanks for dropping some names there, in addition to dropping the information about the program itself. This is a lifelong housing program certification for the ability for people to have a home that they can age in place in. Connie Saldana is the lifelong housing program coordinator for RVCOG, the Rogue Valley Council of Governments. Connie, thanks for joining us once again on The Exchange.
Okay, thank you very much.